stay in. Welcome to my house.
All right, folks. We've been talking about it all morning long. And joining us right now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, the OG of the Miami Heat. Who's, I guess it's his last dance also now.
90% right now.
Udonis Haslam joins us right now. Good morning, UD.
Good morning, good morning.
How you doing, man? How you finishing up? How you feeling?
I'm in the gym right now, bro. I stepped outside to call you guys, actually.
Well, listen,
I'm working out, getting a workout this morning.
We appreciate it and got word that this might be it for you, so... When did you kind of just say, man, this is about it? When did you make that decision that I might be done?
I mean, it's just the thing is, people ask about different things, and my interests are just different now. You know, I'm a lot more interested in a lot more things. There was a point in my life where basketball was my life, and now I'm just beyond that point. That doesn't mean basketball is not important. You know, I still love to play the game. I still love to contribute to the guys. But I'm just more focused on my kids and their development right now. So that's more where my head is. I never said I was retiring. You know, people took what I said about my kids and my family and other interests and kind of made their own assumptions. But
right.
You know, when I'm ready, it'll be clear. You know, nobody will have to read between the lines. It won't be the, you know, smoke and mirrors and confusion.
won't be any social media. All right, that's good. All right.
UD, if you would
have... I'd be real direct.
UD, if you would have told me 18 years ago or so, after leaving Southwest Rec Gym in Gainesville, that you'd be the owner of pizza places, Subways, a total businessman, I think I would have laughed. Me and a couple of boys would have kind of laughed. And look what you've done. You became a basketball player, NBA, and a businessman. It's unbelievable.
Hey, man, listen, Joe don't know about those Gainesville days, bro.
No, I try to keep him in the loop a little bit of how he used to leave Southwest Rec and then go play in video game tournaments at the house. But,
it was some good times, bro. Yeah, I mean, I never would imagine anything,
right?
You know, I just took it one day at a time, man, and every time I reached one goal that I set for myself, I just tried to set another one and keep going. And the key, I feel like most athletes, is when you venture out into this business world, just got to surround yourself with good people, man. A lot of us, you know, we want to employ our homeboys and our friends, but if your homeboy ain't educated, then how the hell he going to help you?
Hey, UD, I've been talking the last 2 days about the speeches and potential money out there in corporate America for your message with culture, locker rooms, getting everybody to play together, leaving all the distractions outside and really focusing. And I go back to even when you talk to the Miami Dolphins and those guys were all talking about unbelievable what you've been able to do. Now, a lot of people hear it and they don't change. But have you thought about that part? And how have you been able to do that whole culture thing? You put fires out, you and other leaders on that team about us. We look like we have a potential little piece of drama. And the next thing you know, it's out. It never exists. How do you do it?
You know, it's years of practice. You know, I've been up under the best. I've been up under the Lonzo, Shaquille O'Neal's, and, you know, Gary Payton, Brian Grant, and you know, Bron, I keep going, Ray Allen. Just so many people, you know, that I've learned from and just took a different piece, you know, of leadership from all these guys. And I've been able to implement it in what I've had to do, you know, as a player. You know, as far as, you know, speaking and different things like that, I've gotten into some of that. I've had a couple opportunities to speak an event. I spoke with Ultimate Software, who's a
good one.
For the Heat. They're great over there. Actually, I love those guys, and they gave me an opportunity to come speak. And, you know, for me, people love my personality, and, you know, they love the true me when I get to open up, be upfront and honest, and they like the way I deliver my message.
Well, you got a great story, that's for sure, when you go back in the day from college on. But now, you know, you got to the Heat, undrafted free agent. You were in that first training camp. And I'm sure at that point you wanted to just make sure you got into the league. But in this crazy sports era that we're in right now, staying with one team, one franchise for your entire career, how special is that for you?
That's amazing. It's amazing. It doesn't happen. And, you know, once you get towards the end of your career and, you know, different opportunities start to present themselves and you look at different things and it becomes more about, you know, those kind of things and loyalty as opposed to it is to money. You know, so for me, once it got down the line and, even though different opportunities presented themselves sometimes, and, you know, maybe they were opportunities for me to go other places and get more playing time, which as a player, that's what everybody wants. But then it's like, you know, you're looking at, you know, opportunity to go play, but, you know, your legacy and the things that you built over the last 14, 15 years, you know, it just changes it a little bit. So know, those are the things that you're faced with as you get, you know, 14, 15 years in this league as far as going somewhere else and, you know, actually what you want out of this and what you're looking for.
UD, I want to ask you, 1 to 13 or 14, from night to night, there's a handful of guys that don't know if they're going to play or not. I'm just curious, what has it been like? You've been around, so you've seen it. You know what's going on. But for, like, Derrick Jones Jr., Wayne Ellington a lot, even 2 games with Deion Waiters, what do you tell those guys and not knowing, I guess, till maybe game day, whether they're going to be playing at all or how the game plays out, if they're going to play? How hard is that situation for those guys?
I mean, it's extremely hard. People have no idea, you know, how hard that is to prepare the way we prepare and to work as hard as you work, and then game night comes and, you know, you don't get any minutes, you don't get an opportunity to go out there and help the team win. But what I try to do is I try to keep them guys engaged. I try to keep those guys positively reinforced. You know, the guys that are in the rotation, we meet upstairs before every game. We play pickup games, you know, so we get a lot of running and a lot of basketball involved and just have fun with it. And, you know, we just keep everybody engaged. I tell these guys that I've been here and, you know, I've seen everything but the win, you know, in my 16th season, you know, in the NBA. So there's no situation that I haven't seen. I can tell you what I did. I can tell you how I coped with it. But ultimately, you have to have your own coping mechanisms in this league as far as, you know, not having an opportunity to play and, you know, not having an opportunity to express yourself the way you maybe want to express yourself at that time.
You've been around a lot of NBA players in your career that's went through this Heat team or just in general. Derrick Jones Jr., the way he jumps out the building, how incredible is that?
I mean, airplane mode, what we call him. Yep. I mean, you know, his energy, his effort, you need a guy like that. You need a guy who can affect the game, who can bring energy and effort to your team, a guy who can affect the game without having the ball in his hands. We're talking about a guy who we don't have to run a play for. We don't have to put the ball in his hands. And we know we're going to get production out of him. And that's a special kind of guy. I believe that's a talent in this league, too, that, you know, people don't look for. People look for guys that have the ball in the hand. Oh, he's talented. He's talented. I mean, got a damn ball in his hand. Of course he's going to make a couple shots. We got guys like a Derrick Jones kind of guy who doesn't need the ball in his hand. And you can still end up getting 15, 16 points out of him, 7, 8 rebounds, 3 steals, you know, a couple blocks, and, you know, we value guys like that.
UD, does it seem like, because I see in football, does it seem like guys are more worried today about their numbers and playing time versus, hey, let's win as a team, we'll all get paid? But a lot of guys going, no, I need numbers, that's how I'm going to get paid. You see more of that in today's professional sports and in the NBA?
Yeah, it's out there. It's out there. I don't know if I see more of it. You know, I spend my time here at 16 season. I haven't been to many other places. And, you know, that's one thing that, you know, we definitely, you know, venture away from is, you know, going for your numbers just to get money. You know, we try to play team basketball. We have a culture here. We have a system here. And, you know, it's not for everybody. And we understand that and we accept that.
How much fun do you have as a father watching your kids play Little League sports or more than that once they get a little bit older? How much fun do you have doing that?
Oh, man, it's big fun, bro. It's, like, big fun. That's majority of my fun, man, is watching my kids go out there and play the sports and, you know, go to practice and holding them accountable and, you know, pushing them.
Wait, are you a yelling parent? Are you a yelling parent from the stands?
I don't think UD is.
Okay,
no,
I just need to ask.
What's up, bro? I just teach the Celtics. I just teach accountability. That's all I teach.
Somebody just asked you who you're playing tonight?
Yeah, man. I'm here with a lot of baseball guys. I'm here with a lot of baseball guys. J.D. Martinez, a lot of these guys are working out while I'm working out. Baseball guys are cool, actually.
Yeah, we got to let the baseball guys, though. We got to send them a schedule. I don't care how good they are, even if they're MVP dudes, man. Got to let them know they're playing the damn Celtics. It's a hot ticket tonight, man.
Yeah. And listen, they got all the money, too, so I'm sure they'll be there.
That's right. Guaranteed deals.
They're
that's
good,
right.
Good. Hey, UD, I thought you said something great talking about how you end it, like you don't need the big tour and stuff, and you go, heck, I don't even have that many friends in this league.
I don't have time to plan all that, Joe. I don't know where D-Wade get all the time. I don't. All the time to decide who you're going to get a jersey to, get another jersey when you go to the city. I don't have time. I don't.
No. By the way, did he tell me how that works? So did Dwayne have to pay for all those extra jerseys? Did Riley order them and say we'll pick it up for the tour?
No, he had to pay for them. He had to pay for them. It was weird because if you remember 2 years ago when he was in Cleveland, we did a jersey swap.
Right. That's right.
Because I thought that I would never play with him again. We didn't think we were going to play together again. I just thought it would be a cool idea. I said, you know what? When we come out there, bro, I want to trade jerseys with you. we traded jerseys, and it was just something that I wanted to do because I didn't think I would ever play with him again. You know, obviously he had moved on, and I just wanted a jersey of him from another team. And, you know, as he came to his last dance, it was something that he thought to take with him, and I think it was a great idea.
Yeah. That's like a vintage jersey now.
He's got a lot of guys going through his kids, kissing their ass, trying to get – we got athletes from other sports going, I'm going tonight.
Man, people getting in their feelings, too. If they can't get a jersey and somebody else get one, boy, they get in their feelings.
That is very impressive.
Listen, I ain't getting in my feelings about no other man's jersey. If it ain't Dan Marino, or Mark Dupa, or Joe Rose.
There you go.
I don't want it.
Yeah, everyone but the Joe Rose.
Listen, mine are easy and they're very cheap. If you ever want me to make one up, I'll put anything on it you want, man.
No, it's going to be expensive. We have to custom make it.
You clean your car with mine. I'll make it so it's real nice and easy on the car, man. Don't worry about that.
What's it like, by the way, we'll let you go after this. What's it like having the front row seat to not just your kind of last dance, but Dwayne's also?
I mean, I'm more focused on his last dance, man. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun for him. I live for him. You know, people at the end of the day, you know, understanding my role doesn't mean I like it every night. I mean, I'm a competitor. I want to play the game of basketball. You know, that's what I want to do. So I'm living through him right now, and every shot he makes and every shot he misses, my emotions go up and down.
UD, appreciate you coming on, man. Thank you. I know, you know, we've been bugging the hell out of Tim. They're like, Tim, we need UD. He goes, no, I don't want to do it. Thank you so much for coming on today, man. We appreciate it, buddy.
No, man, I always appreciate you guys, man. We go way back, so thank you guys.
You got it. Udonis Haslam, always nice to have you, man. Thank you, brother.
All right, Joe. Take it easy, guys. Zach, take it easy, brother.
See you, UD. See you, buddy. Well,
that'll do it, man. That's a good way to
end the show. Yep, great way to end the show.